This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here today. We've got Executive Director Melanie Premer of Battered Persons Advocacy. Who'd you bring with you today?
This is one of our board members, Jordan Jungworth, and we're really excited that he's able to join us on the radio today.
I'm excited to be here as well.
And your first time on the radio, I think, right?
Yep.
And what's your, we'll come back to that in a second. You're the board vice chair, and we'll talk about what your day job in life is in a bit. But first, we're mainly here to talk about a name change for Battered Persons Advocacy, but in the suspense, before we tell you what the new name is, Melanie, talk about why you made it after so many years as being Battered Persons Advocacy, which everybody calls BPA. What was the process like? Why'd you go this route?
Yeah, so the process, we actually, as a board, had talked about this in 2014, and there were lots of reasons why we had discussions. We got feedback from not just the board and staff, but also the people that we serve, some of our donors and community partners, about our current name, BPA. And some of the things that we had talked about is that the name does not really reflect our values for empowerment. I mean, it certainly doesn't have a positive connotation when you first hear it. And that was one of the things that survivors had shared with us, is that there's sort of stigma attached to that word battered. And some people have maybe thought that they shouldn't reach out to us because they didn't maybe perceive that they were being battered. They had been experiencing other types of abuse, like financial abuse or psychological abuse. And we also felt like the name wasn't necessarily inclusive of all of the services that that BPA at the time were providing.
So, I mean, this has been a long time coming if you've been talking about it for 6 years.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that it has taken that long is to be really certain about the direction that we wanted to go in. And then the process for actually changing the name took 6 months. We did interviews with people who had worked at BPA formerly. We had done interviews with some donors and supporters, community partners, and then Jordan and I actually did several focus groups with people who have participated in some of our services. And then we were just thoughtful about how we would gather information about the name change, and then we did some more outreach after we had some choices about which names we wanted to choose from.
So, Jordan, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, what your day job is, and how you got involved in BPA.
Yeah. I am the AmeriCorps Program Director over at the United Community Action Network. The program's called United Communities AmeriCorps. I've been working on staff since 2015. And before that, I served in the program as an AmeriCorps volunteer at the Douglas County Museum back in 2013, which is actually kind of the way that I came into connecting with Battered Persons Advocacy. The AmeriCorps program allows members to volunteer with nonprofits outside of your service site. And so I, back in 2013, went through the volunteer advocate training and became one of their volunteers, and have been involved ever since.
So was the position at the museum, is that what got you to Douglas County?
It is, yeah. I moved here in 2013 from Seattle. And then after my 11-month AmeriCorps contract, I actually went and did a year of service back in my hometown, Bellingham, Washington. And then somehow magically found my way back to Roseburg a second time.
So when you came originally, did you think you would probably be back when you first started with your AmeriCorps position?
No. I think when I first moved here, I didn't really know where my future was taking me, which kind of lent itself to looking at national service as an option to go make connections in a new community and kind of come into myself as a young professional and an adult. And it wasn't really until I left that I think I realized how magical and great of a community there is here. And part of the reason when I ended up applying for the program coordinator job in the AmeriCorps program in 2015, kind of all the things that were going through the back of my mind was also the team at BPA and the community there and support that I had, you know, when I was volunteering, and just feeling really supported and empowered to be an active and engaged young professional in a community.
So how long have you been on the BPA board?
Since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Going back, so you jumped right in as soon as you came back.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. So how were you involved in the name change? What kind of areas did you work in on this process?
Yeah, I think the biggest piece where I helped Melanie with was with some of the focus groups with clients of our services. We led some questions and just listened to feedback and what some survivors had to say about their experience with our organization and with advocates. And that was kind of my big involvement there.
So how important do you think it was it to have those focus groups?
So important. Those are the folks that, you know, is the reason our organization exists, to better serve them and to support them and empower them in their journey, you know, which is exactly what Melanie was talking about, all the misconceptions about our name and sort of what battered persons advocacy lends itself to people making assumptions about the work that we do, and so being able to hear from survivors themselves and to get their feedback on the work that we do and how we supported them, I think is key.
So we still haven't mentioned the name yet, so just be patient. But Melanie, how and when, how's this going to evolve?
As we roll out the name change, we actually announced our name change at our two events in the last couple of weeks. So we did our premiere night at Umpqua Community College, and we had some really, really great feedback at the event, how positive the name is. People had shared with me that they really like the direction that BPA is going and looking at how the people we serve are resilient and how we can focus on people's strengths and resiliency and have a really positive image in the community. And then we announced it again at our gala at Seven Feathers. And again, we had lots of really positive feedback. So now what had occurred just announcing our name at those two events is some of our some people that we work with in the community, some businesses like Wick Sammet CPA firm, for example, they reached out to me in just a couple of days and said, Melanie, we really want to announce this on our Facebook page. Can you send over the logo? People are really excited. I think other people have been great at sharing the name before I could even get out there and share it myself. For example, the task force, the Human Trafficking Task Force, they reached out to us early last week as well, and they've even changed our name on their brochures. So for us, it's continuing to reach out to our community partners so that when they are working with people, they can refer people to us using our new name. And then as we work through sharing our new name with our community partners and the community, we are going to start changing, you know, all of our things like our brochures. And I'm meeting with a volunteer who's been helping manage one of our websites with us. And so meeting with him this week so we can revamp our website and be able to look at the beautiful logo that was selected for us, that was designed by the creative team at HAM Brands. And I just want to say, I mean, the process with Jordan and doing the focus groups, Dick Boltis from AHM Brands created the questions for us. And we got lots of great feedback, not just about the name change, but how people view advocates. The word protective just came up over and over and over again, even in interviews. And I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, what we do is around safety, but I really didn't think about it as being protective. And people described us as being like family and being trustworthy. And so really, really positive journey.
And the new name will tell you when we come back.
Thanks,
from the
Ben.
Break, the interview, a podcast at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1240, 7 Lars Larson coming at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. State Senator Dallas Hurd will be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, and today we're talking with Executive Director Melanie Prummer of Battered Persons Advocacy and Jordan Jungwirth, Board Vice Chair who works at the United Community Action Network. All right, I don't have a drum roll, Melanie, but what's the new name?
Our new name is Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Although you should have someone with an American accent say that.
Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Now, you already have the phrase peace at home has already been part of some of the other things you've done for a long time.
Yeah, so it was really interesting that through the six-month process of interviews and focus groups and giving people the opportunity to vote on the name, that we did a full circle back to that. And I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. And so people, I think, relate home to not just your house and your family, but your greater community as well.
So Peace at Home Advocacy Center.
Yep, you got it, Kyle. Now we just have to practice it.
So Jordan, were you happy with the outcome?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for me, one of the biggest pieces with this is exactly what Melanie said is connecting home with our community. You know, that a lot of folks in our community, you know, define that differently from one another, and our advocates are there to support and empower them on their journey, you know, here in our home community in the Umpqua. So
Melanie, does this kind of reframe what you guys do then?
Yeah, I think it helps us present to people that we serve all people. And our logo is really beautiful. I hope you all get to see it out there, but the image is of two people holding hands to indicate a support system. And we can talk more about the logo if you like, Kyle. But I think the name change also allows us to talk about not just who we serve, which is all people, but also the types of relationships and violence that we're addressing in Douglas County, all the way from family violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking.
Now, I wanted to cover some other things, and we'll come back and talk about the name change here in a bit. You mentioned that you've got a task force on family violence. What's going on with that?
Yeah, in 2017, we had community members come together and ask if we would help facilitate a task force on family violence, and that task force has slowly become up and running and has some goals set, and we are working very closely with all law enforcement agencies in Douglas County. And the really exciting thing that happened earlier this year is that we were awarded some federal funding so that we could hire a coordinator to help do the work. But a lot of that funding has also been designated to train law enforcement agencies to be able to respond and refer.
And how many people are involved in all of that?
So there are 21 agencies that are involved in the task force and its work. And I think that one of the exciting things that has happened is that this is the first time in history that I'm aware of that all of the law enforcement agencies have signed a memorandum of understanding to participate in a respond and refer protocol with Peace at Home Advocacy Center.
So, yeah, but it would seem real important that you have consistency there when you're trying to help people. And in many cases, there are times when you need law enforcement involved in that process as well. So to have them officially on the same page has got to be helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, our officers, they have a lot of things that they have to learn. And so it's really great that we can partner together and learn together and help support them, even by just being able to do some consultation around different types of violence, protective orders, resources available to people in the community. And I think that having this streamlined, like you mentioned, process for being able to refer people, and maybe sooner than later, will really help us be able to respond and do a coordinated effort in Douglas County.
Now, what about co-located services? What did you want to tell folks about that?
Yeah, so we have advocates. We have, this is one of the things that contributed to our name change, is that we started doing a lot of community-based services. So we have advocates that are in different parts of the county. We have an advocate that's located at Umpqua Community College. We have advocates at the Mercy Emergency Department, South River Community Health Center, Aviva Health, and we also have an advocate over at Department of Human Services.
Now, Jordan, talk more about why you wanted to get involved in the on the board of BPA.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a complicated question, Kyle. You know, it goes back when I started volunteering. You know, my family has survivors of domestic violence. I grew up watching their experience. And so when I was first given the opportunity to go through the advocacy training and to be a part of supporting people in our community in my own way, I really dug into that. And through that, I also realized how challenging and difficult it can be to serve as an advocate. And so when I had left and came back, I knew that I wanted to be involved, but doing direct service is a perfect fit for some people. And I realized that that wasn't where my best strength to being a volunteer for Peace at Home was. So that's when Melanie and I had conversations about me joining the board.
So how many people do you have on your board right now?
We have 11 board members, and we're onboarding a couple of new board members, which is really exciting. Yeah, we've had about 8 board members historically, but we've had some real interest in how to get more involved. And there's lots of different ways people can get involved in volunteering, and that's just one way.
Now, you mentioned the gala a little bit ago and the premiere night before that. How did all that go?
Yeah, so a huge success. We raised $82,000 at our event, which actually I think is the most money we've raised so far in our history, although we're already gearing up for next year, which will be our 10th gala and dance anniversary for the gala and dance competition. And so we're hoping to make it a really special night for everyone involved.
The what was the crowd size for the gala?
So we had almost 400 people at premiere night at UCC and 500 people at the gala at Seven Feathers.
That's a lot of people to pack in a room.
It is. And so our dancers really get to perform in front of lots of our community members. Although we had many people drive from outside of Douglas County. We had one of our former board members and dance coach, Hannah, come all the way out from Texas. We had people drive all the way down from Seattle. We had people from Florida, Puyallup County, Washington. I mean, there were people from California. It was really exciting to see people support their family as well as the organization.
So going forward with the name change, there's just a lot of little pieces to that. Is that just going to be kind of an evolving process?
Yeah, I imagine it's going to take us several months to change many things. I was sitting at my desk this morning looking at all of our policies and procedures that would need to be changed. But I think that our focus right now is helping the community see our new face and our new name.
And Jordan, what do you look forward to maybe most about this new name?
I think that it better represents the work that we do and who we are in the community, not only in terms of the programs, but also in terms of collaborative nonprofit work and being part of conversations and like training opportunities to help our community heal and have peace interpersonally across organizations and as a community as a whole.
So Melanie, any idea on the website how soon that's going to get changed or where you're at on that?
Well, hopefully our new logo will be up on the website in the next several days, and then we'll work on revamping the entire website so that people can see all of the comprehensive services that we provide. I think even internally, I think sometimes we forget about all the services we provide because we have six teams doing so many different things in our community.
All right, Melanie Prummer, Jordan Jungworth of Battered Persons Advocacy, now called
Peace at Home Advocacy Center.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.